Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Feels like spring this morning, but don't let that fool you. As Richard just mentioned, the forecast is going to change dramatically. But nonetheless, we're going to talk spring kind of things this morning. It's the seat swap coming up in a couple of weeks at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Master Gardeners and the Virginia Extension Service programs in the area. Karen Brace here, John Westermeyer here, and Guy Mussey here. And we're going to introduce you to all of them as we go along this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you. Have you all here, Karen? I'm going to start off with you because on the 27th at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, it is the second seed swap in this area. It's a national thing. It started here last year, and it was a huge success.
It was. Yeah, it was a very, very big success.
I remember talking to you about it beforehand, and I was not able to go. But the pictures showed it was in the theater area of the library, and it was packed.
Right. Yeah, it's down in the basement of the central, the regional library.
Yeah, the downtown library over there on Caroline Street. What is the seed swap?
Well, basically, for thousands of years, seeds have been important to all of mankind. Ancient Egyptians grew wheat, barley, vegetables, figs, melons. Ancient Greeks grew onions, garlic, lentils, chickpeas, and, of course, a variety of herbs. Seeds were also used as a currency, and each time people ventured to new lands, they brought their cherished seeds with them. Pilgrims actually brought with them mustard seeds, oats, peas, wheat, and rice. So the value of seeds is still recognized in modern times. And the first annual Washington Gardener Magazine seed swap was actually held here in Washington, D.C. on January 26, 2006. And hence National Seed Swap Day was born. And it's always the first Saturday in January. So basically, a seed swap is where people from a community get together and they bring to share seeds that they have harvested from their own crops and just share them with each other and with the community. The Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock area, which is my Master Gardener Association, had our first seed swap, like you mentioned, a year ago, January.
Yeah.
And like you said, it was a huge success, and we've received a lot of positive feedback, so we're going to make it an annual thing. Our seed swap is a little bit different. It's not just seeds. We have tables where people can bring gardening books, magazines, plants that you no longer want, cuttings of plants, tools, flower pots, anything gardening related that you don't want anymore, in addition to seeds that you have to swap. You can bring it and take home something that you do want, or at least you think you want. And we've also expanded the concept of a seed swap to include a variety of speakers. And we have three really good speakers lined up this year.
We'll get into that just in just a second, but boy, the timing is great because you're starting to think about and hopefully you're starting to plan for some of the things you have to plant, and you can either take care of seeds or just some of this other number of the other things that you just mentioned.
And it's a great way to clean out your shed and your gardening stuff that you don't want, so you can kind of get fresh stuff for the spring.
Were you a little bit surprised at the big turnout last year? I remember talking to you before, and you never know with a first-time event.
Exactly. We had no idea what to expect. And, yeah, I think we were a little surprised. The speakers, we had speakers again last year, and they, of course, they brought in a pretty big group. But I think a lot of it was people were just curious. And also, it is in January, so I think people are tired of the cold by January, at least I am, and ready to think spring.
I guess being able to swap seeds, you may learn and find out about different kinds of plants that you may not have thought of before.
Exactly. Seed swaps are a great way not only to try and obtain free seeds to, you know, encourage people to try different varieties and different types of vegetables. This year we have seeds that were donated from Baker's Creek Seeds and Heart Seeds. And in addition, we expect a lot of, you know, I know several master gardeners who already said, I have my seeds ready. And so we hope people will definitely bring seeds. But it's also a way to increase your knowledge, like I said, of different varieties, browse for books, magazines, and it's a great way to meet other gardeners, to meet other people who have like interests. And basically, we're going to spend the whole day in the middle of winter dreaming about spring.
So are there any rules, Karen, with these seeds as far as, you know, how you want me to have them, or what kind of guidelines do you have?
Basically, we ask people, obviously, to label your seeds. You can use just a little white envelope and, you know, write minimum. We ask people to write the common name of the plant. Mm-hmm. If you know the botanical name, great. If you don't, just the common name. And then the date that they were harvested and any information that you have, you know, if they're annual, perennial. But again, you don't have to. Just common name, the date that they were harvested is great. We ask people to not bring any invasive seeds. Or any noxious, you know, plants and things like that. And if you go on the website that I'm sure we'll talk about here in a minute, that you can actually, there's a list of the invasive plant list for Virginia and a federal list of noxious weeds. If you have anything that you're not sure of, then just check that list and, you know, and find out. But other than that, if you don't bring seeds, you know, we ask that you not go crazy taking a lot of seeds.
Sure.
The same thing with the books, the magazines. You know, it's a swap. It's not just, you know, a free-for-all, but we don't want people to think, oh, I don't have anything to bring, so I'm not going to go. Absolutely not. Like I said, there's speakers. We're going to have a really nice raffle table. There'll be light refreshments. So even if people don't have anything to bring, still, absolutely show up. It's going to be a fun day.
Well, and it seems like if you don't have a lot of experience and you're just trying to get started, or maybe you just have a little plot and you don't know what to do, this you can talk to others and, you know, maybe get some ideas.
Absolutely. There is also going to be a table staffed with master gardeners. So people in this local area are probably used to seeing master gardeners at the farmers markets around mm-hmm. town. It's going to be the same sort of thing. You can bring questions. You can bring a plant and say, hey, well, what's wrong with my plant? So there will be a table there with master gardeners. Of course, there'll be master gardeners, you know, roaming all over. That's our volunteer staff will all be master gardeners. So it's a great opportunity to, if you have any plant questions, garden questions, definitely to bring those by as well.
The 27th, January 27th, 10 to 3 at the downtown library. It is the seed swap. Guy Mussey is the extension agent in Stafford. This kind of thing has to excite you, Guy, because it, the more people involved in asking questions and getting involved in this kind of stuff.
Well, it's right up my alley. I teach horticulture.
Yeah.
I teach the master gardeners. And this is one of their programs, and it really does excite me to be able to do something like this. Yes.
So if I'm interested in a garden, I guess I should be thinking of – I need to be probably about now making plans of what I'm going to do.
You should be thinking about it 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Seriously, I know we go into the holidays and all, and everything kind of gets pushed back. But if you're really thinking about any kind of gardening, you know, we're getting to the point where you might want to start some seeds already.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to bring you in a lot of this discussion this morning. Guy Mussey is the extension agent in Stafford. Before we take a break, Karen, you mentioned a website that gives information on the seeds.
Yes, absolutely. It's our Master Gardener website.
Okay.
It's MGA.
MGA.
CRA.
Okay.
.com.
Okay. MGA.
Org.
CRA.com.
.org.
MGACRA.org.
MGACRA.org. And that'll give you some information on the seeds and what to bring and the invasive kinds of things and that. Okay, we're going to take a break. The seed swap again, January 27th, 10 to 3 at the downtown library. Karen Brace is here, Guy Mussey, and we're going to talk with John Westermeyer next about the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock Area on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Seed Swap, January 27th, 10 to 3 at the downtown library. We're talking about the Seed Swap Master Gardener program in the area and also with Extension Agent Guy Mussey this morning. Guy here along with John Westermeyer and Karen Brace. Karen here talking about the Seed Swap. The one thing we didn't talk about in the last segment, Karen, was besides the Seed Swap and all the different good information you can gather, you mentioned you've got some speakers.
Right. Like I said, the Seed Swap is a little misleading by name. It's going to be a lot more than just a seed swap. So again, if for those people who are not specifically or mainly interested in, I don't have any seeds. Can I still go? Absolutely. There will be a lot of other things. And we have three speakers lined up that are very, very good. From 11 to 12, David Ruse is coming back. He has a garden design and consulting practice in the Plains, Virginia, and he's also written for a newspaper column and given lectures all over the country. His topic is 22 things your grandmother never told you about gardening, and he is a very, very entertaining speaker. From 12:30 to 1:30, Ann Little will be, she is the past president and co-founder of the Virginia Bluebird Society. She'll be talking about how to attract and keep bluebirds in your yard. Should be very, very good. And then from 2 to 3 p.m., we have Barbara Ellison, who is a very well-known garden photographer, and she's going to be talking about from snapshot to botanical portrait. So all three speakers should be really good.
Okay. And you can't help but walk out of there, even if it's temperatures like we've had, you've got to feel spring after a program like this. Seed Swap again, January the 27th, 10 to 3. It's at the library. It's free, and it just seems like a great way to just network with people.
Absolutely.
And
it's a good time.
Yeah. And who knows what you may come home with some garden tools or some magazines or some seeds, all kinds of things.
Or a great raffle prize.
Yeah. So we will continue to talk about that this morning with Karen Brace. Guy Mussey and John Westermeyer also here. Guy, you were mentioning that you're the one. I mean, you train the master gardeners.
Well,
that's
a yes, Ted. It's a Virginia Cooperative Extension program throughout the state, but here in the Plain District 16, which of course is Stafford, Spotsylvania, Caroline County, and King George, I run the Master Gardener program. We do the training. We have the volunteer program that we keep track of, and they're sort of an arm of me. In other words, able to reach out and affect things and work with people a little more than not just I can.
Yeah. What's the training involve, Guy?
Well, a minimum of 50 hours of coursework, classwork. My classes usually run about 60 hours, and then there's a 50-hour volunteer requirement for the first year to become a master gardener, and then to maintain that status, 20 hours of volunteer work after that each year, plus 8 hours of a continuing ed. So that's what it takes to become a master gardener, yes.
John, why did you decide to become a master gardener?
Well, as a my wife and I actually came here from California, and I was 40 years as an environmental consultant back there and knew the plants in California but didn't know the plants here. So I decided that was a good way to start learning the plants in Virginia. And from that, it just, I've always been a gardener. My really focus has been on native plants, over the years.
Well, and I guess one of along with what you learn from Guy and in the coursework, the volunteering, and you're giving back to the community.
That's right, and you know, and really the main goal of the Cooperative Extension, the Master Gardener Program, is to educate the public. So that's what we do. We run like plant clinics. We have monthly meetings open to the general public with a speaker to educate them. And, you know, it's really to outreach and to help people with overall plant, garden, and issues.
Guy, are there any certain kind of person that takes or takes these and gets the certification, or do you see all kinds?
Oh, my goodness. It runs the whole gamut.
That's for figure.
It's quite a range. I've had you know, kids in school, teenagers take it, but pretty much what I get, because it's a daytime class, I'll get retirees or people that have their own businesses. But if you don't mind, if I can make a shameless plug,
sure.
We don't just do Master Gardeners at Cooperative Extension. This April, I start a horticultural class for the gardening novice, and that's for somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience. And we do that in the evening. And there is no volunteer requirements, just to learn a little more about horticulture and gardening and your yard. I also do a tree steward program for those that are really love trees and want to promote trees. That will be starting in March. I do a plant walk where we go out on the University of Mary Washington campus after I give a lecture, and we talk about how to identify plants and shrubs. Of course, I do a lot of programming for commercial pesticide applicators. It's very well regulated in Virginia, and we have to get the education out for that, for certification and recertification. So there's a lot of various things. And then the other side of that, all that educating, is diagnostics. I do a lot. People bring in all kinds of disease plants, insects, and I try to identify them and tell them how they can control them or what they have to do. So there's a lot to it. I wear many hats.
And I've known you for a little bit, and you've done a number of shows here, and you're one person, I think, who always strikes me as really likes what they do.
Oh, it's a labor of love. I've been doing it for 40 years.
40 years?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that a lot of people realize the gift, the jewel that we have in this area with the Extension office. You ran through this, and you do a lot of things.
It's one of the best-kept secrets in Virginia.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, because we really do a lot. And you know, Extension isn't just about gardening and horticulture, but that's where child development, 4-H does, and Family mm-hmm. Consumer Sciences has an office there. So we reach out to the consumer, to the residents of our local area, yes.
Where's your office?
Our office is in the Rouser Building in Stafford, right along Route 1, next to the prison.
yeah, the jail there, and you're near the
log cabin yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah,
the other, but yeah, behind you is the Rappahannock Regional Jail too.
Right.
There are a lot of you provide a lot of information, for a lot of practical stuff,
and most of this is you know, there's no fees to it.
Yeah.
Now there are some of the programs, there's a minimal fee just to pay for certain things, but this is all funded through the, you know, various aspects of government. So you can come in and get things diagnosed and talk to me about stuff without having to pay a fee. Yes.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned, because a person may be interested in the horticulture, or maybe interested in trees or in an individual thing, and right. don't necessarily want to be a master gardener, but they might.
No, that's right. You come in, and we also have a Smart Green Lawns program that I offer to residents. And it's to help you with your lawn. I give you what I do is I train a master gardener who goes out, and when they get in the program, it's going to be about $45 this year. So there is a little fee for this, but there's a lot of work involved. A trained master gardener will come out and measure your yard, talk to you, do an evaluation, see what you want, take a soil sample, and then I do about a 5-page report on what you need to do to get your lawn in shape. And the idea is not just to have new, nice lawns, but to reduce fertilizer loads in our mm-hmm. Waterways and pesticides and that as well.
Boy, I got to do that. That's something up my alley. And I guess you see with so many subdivisions around here.
Oh, it's terrible.
The soil, because I just have this clay that's just impossible to get anything to grow.
Virginia was a forested state before we moved here.
Yeah.
Now we're turning it into a prairie with all our yards. So
yeah.
It doesn't fit.
But I'm sure just that alone could keep you busy.
Yeah.
And so I guess the best way to find out about what the Extension Service Office offers is just go online. Google
Absolutely.
It
we have a website, and we usually keep it up to date, yes.
Again, Guy Mussey is the Extension agent in Stafford. John Westermeyer here with the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock area. We're going to take a quick break here, John, and come back to you. But the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock area, you said you have meetings and offer all kinds of things.
Yes, well, we actually support the Master Gardener program. We're a nonprofit organization, and we do talks. We do plant clinics. We have services for the public, and this is kind of how we organize a lot of our Master Gardener work that we do.
Well, hold that thought. We'll come back, and we'll continue that when we come back. Karen Brace here, John Westermeyer, and Guy Mussey here. We're talking about spring things this morning. There's also a symposium that the Master Gardeners will be offering in April. We will talk about that, too, and talk more about the seed swap coming up. More on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking this morning about spring stuff, the seed swap, January 27th at the downtown library. And we'll talk more about that before we get out of here this morning. Guy Mussey here from the local Extension office, and John Westermeyer here, the president of the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock area. That's a long name. If it got much longer, we'd be done with the show. I would introduce you, and you wouldn't say anything. You said you have meetings and that kind of thing?
Yes, we have meetings most every third Wednesday. During the winter time, it's at 1 o'clock in the Central Library, and then in the summertime, it's in the evening at 7 o'clock. And we have a speaker, and we actually have door prizes, and it's totally open to the community to come in. And we try to get a whole variety of speakers, from lawn people to having a person giving a talk on ethnic foods and vegetables.
Yeah.
And so it's a whole series of things.
Well, I guess you Master Gardeners, you get trained by Guy, and then you see Master Gardeners all over the community doing various projects.
That's right. Master Gardeners, actually, the whole program started out about 50 years ago. Started in Washington State. And so every state in the country has a Master Gardener program. And so this is a whole educational program that we're able to serve the community.
What are some – I mean, you do a lot of things. What are some of the things that you and your wife have been involved in? Say?
Well, we do the plant clinic at the Herkamp Park, mm-hmm. in the city of Fredericksburg, from April through September. We still help with the Smart Green Lawns program. My wife actually sets up the – she's the education chair, so she sets up and finds all the speakers. And then we have some really interesting things, like coming in on April 7th, we're having our 6th annual Living in the Garden Symposium. And that's a really exciting thing for us. We're having a new venue. We're having it at the Gary Melker's home and studio.
Yeah.
Belmont,
yeah.
And that is just a great venue. We're having it in their event center. And not only are we having four great speakers, but we're also having a buffet lunch. And then we're having an extended lunchtime so that people can it's part of the cost, which would be $60 to the public. They get a tour. They can tour both the house and the studios.
Okay.
Through the whole program.
Yeah, that is a deal.
Yeah, and so the the theme will be the historic gardens of Virginia. So we're having Speaker Beatty Jensen. He's going to talk about their historic gardens. We're having Nancy Ross Hugo, who did the trees, the remarkable trees of Virginia. We're having also the Peggy Cornett, who's the head of the gardens at Monticello. And then we're having Connie Hilker, who's talking about the historic roses in your garden.
But when you talk about, well, you know, Belmont, Chatham, Monticello, others, I mean, gardens like that are so common throughout the years, throughout history in Virginia.
But the thing is that most of these gardens have been altered over the years, and so a lot of these programs at Belmont and at Monticello and so forth is restoring it back to the way it was during their heyday.
Yeah.
And that's a really interesting program on how to restore it.
Never a dull moment with the Master Gardeners.
No, it's a lot of fun. You can keep yourself very busy. Work harder than when they had a job.
So what's your own garden like?
Well, it's a work in progress. When we bought our house, it was about 3/4 acre, and we had no shrubs. It was all grass. And so we've been slowly putting trees and shrubs and so forth in it as we go along. But apparently the first owner had sons that played football, so they had mainly made a big football field out of the yard.
So you've got a challenge. You've got a challenge putting it back together.
You know, as we have loads of mulch and compost and everything delivered.
MGACRA.org, the website for the Master Gardeners around here, MGACRA.org. John Westermeer, the president of the Master Gardeners Association. Guy Mussey, with the local Virginia Cooperative Extension Office. For people who aren't aware, all the extension offices around the state are run by Virginia Tech.
Well, yeah, Virginia Cooperative Extension is a function of Virginia Tech, and every state in the union that has land grant university, and they all do have an extension office. So this is something that's been going on since 1862, actually, since the Morrell Act.
Oh, okay. What are some of the most common questions you get? Lawns, one of the big things of why can't I get grass to grow here?
Ted, I could do a whole book on stupid questions. I hate to put it that way, but I get things that you absolutely would not believe. And a lot of them, most of them are dealing with, my background is horticulture, and of course I have a master's in urban landscape entomology. So insects are a big thing too. So I get people bringing in insects all the time, asking me, what is this or what is that? Is this going to hurt or something? Are these termites or what have you? But I mean, the questions actually change depending on the time of year, depending on what diseases are out there, what issues, what they're doing in the garden. You know, so I couldn't tell you exactly what is a predominant question, but I get things. One time a lady come in and wanted to know how to found on her property in Stafford an old cow skeleton and wanted to know how to put it together. So I get all kinds of questions, not just gardening questions.
I guess you do. One of the things I know, and I every year when fall rolls around, I know that's the time, the best time to plant grass seed. And Andy Lynn, when he'll come in and we'll do our lawn shows, and every spring say if you're planning on planting grass seed right now, you've probably waited too long. You should have done it in the fall, just because the summers here are generally so hot and dry.
And that's part of it. But yes, research has shown that fall is the time to be sowing your grass seed. You can do it in the spring, but the attrition for success is very low because of the hot summers, also because of what the plant's doing, you know, and especially things like fertilizing. I mean, that's something that people have to do in the spring when they get out. But it's not really not the best thing for the mm-hmm. the grass. It's in the fall because you want to build those strong roots. You don't want to build a nice nice green plant at that point because that's prone to more disease in the summer.
Well, and John mentioned coming from California. A lot of people who come here from other states and other in other climates. It's much everywhere you go. Every place is different.
Absolutely, and that's probably the type of calls I really cringe at when they come and they want to know. They want to hold over the phone, want me to explain everything to them about Virginia. And I said, you need to take one of my programs, one of my classes, and you'll learn. If you have a specific question, I will answer it. But we would be on here for hours and hours just to tell you the difference between California and Virginia and the plants and the climate and the soil and all that. Yeah.
Well, boy, in Virginia is in a unique spot just because you go a little – you get up to Pennsylvania, and it's much colder. They get more snow generally up there. And we're not quite south. We're not quite north. We're right in the middle.
We are in a transition zone, and for plants, that is the toughest area. I'm from Pennsylvania, went to Penn State, familiar with the winters. When it gets cold, it stays cold. Nothing breaks bud. I lived in South Florida for a number of years. It's tropical. Things grow all the time. So now I'm here in the middle, and it is a challenge. It's more of a challenge than either place because of the transition zone, yes.
You have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood?
Oh, come on. It's all moss and mud. I'll tell you what my mama told someone who's – my dad was a plumber. And she's, I'll bet you have the best plumbing in the whole area. And he said, no, he doesn't want to do plumbing when he comes home. He deals with it all day.
That's what I was going to say. You're answering other people's questions. It is a good point, though, that I guess if you have something specific – to give you a call, but on a lot of this, you can learn a lot more by taking a tree class or a horticultural class or becoming a master gardener.
And also with all the various talks, I get asked to do talks for all kinds of garden clubs. Matter of fact, there's some of the outfits that don't even do gardening. There's an investment group, Ed Jones Investment Group, asked me to come and do talks for them. So. And those are good ways of getting out the information, yes.
Well, I didn't realize everybody in this room became master gardeners under you. You've got students all over the place, I guess.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, we haven't decided either.
I'm teasing.
But boy, to be able to train as many people as you have over the years, that's a pretty cool thing.
That's right. I usually do it in the fall, and we'll be this in 2018 will be my 17th class that I've done since I've been here, and we average about 20 to 25 students. So we have about 130 some active master gardeners right now, so they do a lot of work. And if I might not just mention a little bit what John was talking about, plant clinics, just for those that don't know what a plant clinic is, it's just a spot they put up a table, usually at a farmer's market or something, and if you have questions, you can come and ask them. If they can't answer it, they give it to me, and I get in contact with you. So it's another way to extend that education arm of extension.
John, as far as the master gardeners, I guess I'm guessing that you have all kinds of ages and all kinds of people who are members.
Oh, we do, and it's just amazing a number of people in their backgrounds. You know, we have former FBI members, we have former Bureau of Prison people, we have, of course, a whole range of teachers, nurses, and It's amazing, and I think it kind of unites us as everybody likes plants and gardens.
Well, I've seen different master gardeners at different things, and it's, like you say, it's all ages, it's all kinds of. There's not any set kind of person, and if you're interested in this kind of thing, check it out.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's a really good social thing too. We have parties and stuff, and everybody's into plants, so you have a common ground. No matter what your background was.
But not intended.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yes. Guy, I guess for somebody like you and what you do to have something like the seed swap kind of take off in this area, That just adds another kind of layer to what's available around here.
And that's a very good example of how master gardeners help. I really have very little say in it.
Yeah.
Karen and Katie are the ones that started it as master gardeners. I get the credit though. but yeah, that's really what Extension is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they do a lot of things that I just wouldn't have time for, be able to. It's a better outreach that way.
Virginia Cooperative Extension Office. Just check it out. You can Google it, and you'll find the Stafford office. Guy Mussey's with the Stafford office with the Virginia Cooperative Extension Service. John Westermeyer, the president of the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock Area, MGACRA.org, their website. And Karen Brace also here talking about the seed swap. We will talk about the seed swap when we come back and wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're thinking spring this morning as we talk about master gardeners and the seed swap. Again, Guy Mussey with the Virginia Cooperative Extension Office here, John Westermeyer with the local master gardeners, and Karen Brace here also with, we're going to talk about the seed swap as we wrap things up. But John, you were telling me you've got you and Guy will be answering questions next Wednesday at the library.
That's right, at the Central Library in Fredericksburg at 1 o'clock. We'll have, it's about an hour program. It'll be kind of a freewheeling thing where people that any garden questions or anything else they want to know, Guy will be happy to answer the questions, and if he doesn't have the answer, he'll make one up. But
I have one rule about that, Ted. You can only ask questions that I can answer. How about
okay,
that?
Okay,
it's really one of our fun programs, and we like to do that, and it gets kind of people in the mood of thinking about spring and plants.
Well, and you, as you mentioned, you've got the symposium coming up. You have all kinds of programs, and I guess one of the best ways to follow all of this is to go to the website.
That's right, and then and we can we will have all the information of all of our meetings, our symposium, and everything else on that website.
That is MGACRA.org, MGACRA.org. Seed swap coming up on the 27th of this month. It's a Saturday, 10 to 3 at the downtown library on Caroline Street. And Karen, this is a great way to get seeds, and you can bring what you mentioned. You can bring seeds, you can bring plants, cuttings, garden tools, and it's a swap.
Right. And again, I want to emphasize that it's not only just a seed swap. It's a seed and anything gardening related swap, books, magazines, tools that you haven't used, flower pots, anything that's in good shape that you no longer need.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it, swap it for something else. There's going to be, as I mentioned, 3 really good speakers. We are going to have a really nice raffle table. There'll be light refreshments and, of course, plenty of master gardeners. Bring your gardening-related questions, and it's just – it's going to be a really fun time just to hang out and talk with, people that have similar interests.
Well, and there are people around here. A lot of times as you try to figure something out, sometimes you'll Google it and you'll find it didn't work because, as Guy just mentioned, I mean, the climate around here, it's
right.
Just different.
Exactly.
So this is if you've got any kind of, whether you're a veteran gardener or somebody who's just decided I want to just do some pots on my deck this year, this is a great way to just kind of network with people.
It is,
and you got some speakers with some different different topics.
Right, like I mentioned, there'll be David Ruse talking about 22 things your grandmother never told you about gardening. There will be Ann Little, who's the past president and co-founder of the Virginia Bluebird Society, talking about how to attract and keep bluebirds in your yard. And there will be Barbara Ellison wrapping up the day with a lecture called From Snapshot to Botanical Portraits, talking about her love of photography, art, and gardening.
Well, it was a big hit last year for the very first time you did it, and I guess this is it struck a nerve with a lot of people that this is a great place to hang out and think spring.
Absolutely. It will be a should be a good time.
10 to 3 at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. It is the second seed swap in this area. And, Guy, you mentioned you teach horticultural classes, tree steward, plant walks, all kinds of things. And those are things that will that go on through the spring and summer.
Yeah, and if you have any interest, I do have lists that I keep that will be in touch with you for registration if you want. You're not obligated to. You can call our office at 540-658-8000 for any information. That's 540-658-8000. Or email me at gmussey, G-M-U-S-S-E-Y, at vt.edu. That's G-M-U-S-S-E-Y at VT for Virginia Tech. Edu.
Well, this is in a lot of ways we've got a longer growing season than a lot of places have, and this is between the seed swap and just some of the different resources we've talked about this morning. If you haven't been thinking about it, you should start thinking about spring will be here, and it's going to be time to get things in right away.
Well, if you want to be successful, the earlier the better, absolutely. And, again, you can start your own seeds, and now's about the time to start them.
And then, you can, whether it's tomatoes or a number of
exactly.
different things, you can
exactly.
you start planting. Karen, do you have seeds going yet? Are you underway?
I am not. I tend to not plant a lot of things by seed. I don't have a real big garden. I tend to buy a lot of plants, whatever I grow in the spring, I tend to just buy them.
Okay.
But I do have some seeds that I have saved for the seed swap.
John, how about you? Are you participating in the seed swap?
Oh yeah, I do. I'm not bringing seeds this year though. It seems like, a lot of things you have to be careful of because a lot of them are hybrids and the hybrids really don't go true. So most of the things that I have I really probably shouldn't bring to the seed swap.
Did you find the seed swap to be, I guess you found it to be helpful last year?
Oh, yeah, it was very nice. And, education's our big goal. And
yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. It's a good way. And what I liked about the seed swap is many, many families, bring in the strollers with their kids. And,
yeah.
And that was very nice.
Seed Swap is the 27th, January 27th, 10 to 3 at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library downtown. Karen, thank you very much. Good luck with the Seed Swap. Look forward to hearing and seeing how it goes.
Thank you.
Karen Brace here, John Westermeyer with the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock area. Thank you, John. And Guy Mussey, always good to have you here with his local extension office in Stafford. Thanks,
thank you,
Guy.
Dad. Good to be here.
That is it for Town Talk. See you Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.